It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome to another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again this week as the humane educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. A familiar voice here on Pet of the Week, Jenny Lockwood, taking time out and joining us here on Pet of the Week. Jenny, as always, appreciate all your time that you always take out to join us here on Pet of the Week. We are back in the dogs this week, and we have quite a cutie on our hands, Grandma Alice Barker, a hilarious and adorable name that I just can't get enough of already.
And it very much matches her as well. She's a really spunky gal, especially for her age. She's a very mature 11 years old, and so she is one of our Silver Paws dogs. And what that means is that she just has some fees knocked off of her adoption costs. So that, you know, just in case there is anything there with her medically, it kind of helps to kind of cushion that a little bit. But she has so much love to give still. She's such a sweet girl. She's a pretty good-sized dog, around 65 pounds. She's a hound mix, and she's just lovely. She's just out here now looking for a forever home.
Now, Jenny, normally on Pet of the Week here, a lot of times the animals that we're talking about are a little bit younger, especially comparatively, and are like kind of puppies and kittens in nature a lot of times that we're talking about. But Grandma Alice Barker, like you said, a mature 11 years old. So with that in mind, what kind of home situations do you think would be best for Grandma Alice?
You know, I think, like, she, you know, for her age, she still definitely has some play in her. Certainly not like a puppy would, so she's probably not going to want to be going on really long walks or runs or anything like that. So maybe just a home environment where she can just kind of kick back and relax, you know, and maybe a little yard to play in or something. But her energy levels are, you know, low to low medium. She's not just a complete couch potato yet. She still does like to get around. And unfortunately, Alice had been adopted back in 2017 from us, and then just due to unforeseen circumstances and the change in their family, they unfortunately had to rehome her, and so that's why she's back with us now. So she has been in a home in the past, so she's definitely used to being in a home with somebody.
Yeah, despite being 11 years old, sounds like Grandma Alice Barker, like you said, still has a lot of love to give, and despite the age, still a lot of play to give as well. So that's fantastic to hear that she's not only been adopted before, but hopefully we can get her to that point again, because like you said, Jenny, it sounds like she has a lot to offer. And with that in mind, if our listeners think that they have something to offer Grandma Alice Barker as well, is there a phone number they can call or a website to visit by chance?
Absolutely, yeah. All of our available pets are on our website, petforyou.com. That's P-E-T-F-O-R, the letter U.com. If you have any questions for the phone, it's 816-271-4877.
Jenny, we appreciate you again taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Jenny Lockwood, again, is the humane educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. And Jenny, with all your hard work today, hopefully we can get Grandma Alice Barker a forever home.
I sure hope so. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much for bringing by Grandma Alice Barker on our Pet of the Week program here on Regional Radio.